In today's Mishnah, we learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the fourth parak of Masechta Nazir. The Mishnah begins, Ha'isha Shtanra Ben-Nazir. He was dealing with a case with a woman who wanted to become a Nazira. And she accepted upon herself this neder, and then she also, V'ifrisha Be'emtat, she separated three animals for the purpose of the Korbanot. A keves for an olah, kivsah for a chatat, and an ayil, a ram, for a shlamim. V'achar kach, and after that, the husband heard about it, and hefer la'ba'al, and he put a stop to the neder. So in that situation, the Mishnah says as follows, Im shelo hayta behemta. If the animals belong to him, then teitzer v'tireh be'eder, then those animals are not considered hekdesh at all, they can simply be returned to pasture. And that is because since she no longer needs these animals to be a nazira, because it was made for the neder, and they weren't hers to makdish, therefore they are considered back to be chulin. However, im shelah hayta behemta, if these animals belong to her. Now we learned back in Masechet Nedarim that there can be property that belongs to her and not to her husband. For example, if they were gifted to her almanah on the condition that her husband has no hand in them, and also they were to be used for a specific purpose. For example, for these korbanot. In that situation, it could be hers. Now, if they were hers and she had the right to makdish these animals for the purpose of the korbanot, and now she doesn't need it anymore because she's not a nazira because her husband put a stop to the neder, we say hachatat tamut, the sin offering has to be left to die, and that is like any chatat whose, for example, the owners have passed away, so it has a similar din, similar status. Now, despite the fact she's still alive, she's not a nazira, she doesn't need this animal anymore, so it shares that same din. The ola, the fully burnt offering that she separated, that would be still offered, because that can be offered in a voluntary manner to krav ola. The shlamim, the peace offering, this is the offering that parts are offered in the mizbeach, parts are enjoyed by the owner, and parts are given to the kohanim. We say yikruvu shlamim, that can still be offered in a voluntary manner. However, it still shares some of the laws, but not all of the laws, as we'll learn in a moment, with the special shlamim of a nazir. Now, normally a shlamim, one has a day that it's offered, the following night and the next day to consume the parts of the animals that are meant to be consumed. So Mishnah says, however, in this case, it shares the same law as a shlamim of a nazir, or shalmi nazir, and Mishnah says, v'nechlim yochad, they only have that day and night to consume it. However, it is different from the shalmi nazir in the sense, eino to'onim lechem, the loaves or the mincha offerings that come along with a nazir do not need to be brought in this case. Mishnah continues, hayula ma'ot stumim, if she separated some money, but she didn't designate which money will be used for the chatat, ola, and shlamim. In that situation, yiplu lindava, the entire sum of money, since no longer needed, will simply be given over to the Beis Hamikdash, and they will be used to purchase voluntary ola offerings. As we learned back in Sechtakal, the shkalim, while the mizbeach wasn't being used, they would offer these ola offerings to make sure the mizbeach wasn't left dormant. Ma'ot meforashim, if however she separated money and designated this money will be for the chatat, this will be the ola, and this will be shlamim, then that money, the mei chatat, the money that was set aside for the chatat, much like the korban chatat would be left to die, so too the money, yelchu le'yam ha'melech, would have to be cast away and thrown into the yam ha'melech, and lo nehenim, one cannot derive any benefit. However, v'lo mo'alim bahen, one will not have violated the prohibition of Mi'ilah if they derived any benefit from it, because it doesn't have the status of proper hekdesh. Demei ola, the money that was designated for the ola offering, we say yavi ola, you could bring a voluntary offering, or mo'alim bahem, and one would violate the prohibition of Mi'ilah if they use the money for their own purposes. They have to bring an extra korban, and the person will also have to pay back the principal value, karen, and chomesh, an extra 25%. Demei shlamim, the money set aside for the shlamim, yavi shlamim, want to bring a korban shlamim, and eat it in the same fashion as the shlamim offering, as we've already explained previously, that it's unique in that it's leyom achad, you only have a day and a night to consume it, ve'enam to'ane lechem, but does not require the meal offerings that would come along with the shalmi nazir normally. Let's now learn the fifth Mishnah. Nizrak aleha achad min hadamim. If, however, the blood from one of the korbanot has already been thrown on the mizbeach, we say in that situation, in yochel ofer, then it's now too late, meaning the husband can no longer mefer the neder. This is despite the fact there is still more korbanot to be offered, she's going to shave her hair, the husband can no longer mefer the neder. That is because the Tanakhama understands that once some of the blood from other korbanot has been thrown on the mizbeach, she's allowed to now drink wine, and also become tamemet, and therefore the Kabbalah Nizrut, this neder to become a Nazir, the prohibitions no longer apply, and the whole basis that he can mefer the neder is that it will cause her anguish, meaning it's defined as what's being inui nefesh. Now, since those prohibitions no longer apply, there's no longer an inui nefesh, so he can no longer mefer the neder. Rabbi Kiv says, even if one of the korbanot have simply been shechted, but the blood has not yet been sprinkled, the husband cannot mefer the neder. And why is that? The Gemara here says is because of the what's called hefsed kodshin, the concern that if he's mefer the neder, the animal that's been shechted or ready to be offered the mizbeach would be effectively be considered pasul, have to be left to burn outside the mizbeach. The medrim amorim, when do we say this? Meaning, when do we say the husband cannot mefer the neder? That's biktiglachat hata'ara. This is referring when the blood has been sprinkled on the mizbeach from the korbanot when she ends her term of nizirut. However, as we said, because once the blood is sprinkled, the prohibitions of nazir no longer apply to her, and it's not considered inui nefesh, so it doesn't have the capacity to undo the neder or stop the neder. Aval betiglachat hatuma. If, however, we're referring to the korbanot that she would bring if she became tameh met in the middle of her term, and this is a korbanot she has to bring, and then she becomes tara, and then would have to continue again, in that situation, yafer. He can mayfair the neder. Why is that? That is because Shehu Yechol Omar, he can say, if she be isha menuvelet, I cannot have my wife in bearing these prohibitions. Menuvelet really means disgusting. We'll see in a moment what that means. But here, in this context, it means she cannot drink wine, and it's going to be any nui for her. It's going to be difficult for her. However, Rebbe says, well, if that's the case, af b'tiglachat ha-tahara yafair, even after the blood has been sprinkled from the korbanot, from the final korbanot, he's able to do hafara then. In other words, Rebbe is cholek on all the opinions we've seen so far. I mean, despite the fact that she's effectively completed her term in Nizirut, and she has yet to offer maybe the rest of the korbanot and shave her hair, still Rebbe says at that point the husband can say, that's it, no, we're putting a stop to it now, and then no more korbanot will be offered and she wouldn't shave her hair. Why? Because he can still say, this is a problem. Shehu yachol lomar, he can say, that I cannot have my wife have her head shaved. This is an issue b'nei olaveina. This is an issue between them. He doesn't want his wife to have her head shaved, and therefore he has the capacity to mefer the neder according to Rebbe. This is despite the fact that one might reason, oh, she can wear a wig. No, the husband can still put his foot down and say, no, I'm putting a stop to this now because I do not want my wife to shave her head as part of the end of the term of nizirut. Those are the Mishnah today.